The first reading today in the Acts of the Apostles, we see that the persecution scatters the church. But in the scattering of the church, the gospel message goes forth. And so the gospel message is now going to places that it had not yet gone before. One, going to Jewish communities outside of Israel, but also going to Antioch and being proclaimed not just to Jews, but to Greeks, to Gentiles as well. And they are coming to believe. Because of this, the church in Jerusalem sends Barnabas to go and to instruct and lead and teach. And he goes after Saul and brings Saul to be a part of the community there in Antioch. We don't really fully understand the significance of this, because this is the beginning of something extraordinary. And in fact, it begins something that will lead to a great tension in the church. And one would think that the tension is an internal tension, but it is not. We have peace about God's desire. We've heard it in the other readings. We've heard it of Peter going to visit the family of a non-Jewish person, and the cloth coming down with the animals, and that all the Holy Spirit falling upon all in the household and all being drawn in. This is not the problem. The problem for the church is the government structure outside of the church. I didn't say the government structure of the church. I said the government structure outside of the church. Because what you have is you have a status, they call it status quo, an agreement between the Jewish nation and the Caesar in Rome, allowing them to not worship the pagan gods of the Romans, but specifically to worship the God of Israel. And this is an agreement that has been worked out only with the Jews. Everyone else that is conquered by Rome, they are invited into the cult, the worship of Rome. And in fact, it is very much so in the sense of very demanding on this point. But there is an agreement between Rome and the Jews about not having to participate in the pagan worship. Now the problem is when Gentiles start to become Christians. You remember, at this point, there is no distinction between a Jewish person who believes in Jesus and a Jewish person who does not believe in Jesus. It is one faith. Now, there's the disagreement between them, obviously, about who Jesus is and what he has come to do. But it is one. They're understood as one community. But when Gentiles begin to join and begin to desire to exempt themselves from the pagan cult, the worship that Rome has imposed upon its citizens, this is when the tensions rise. Because for the Jews, they don't want to lose their agreement with Rome. And so the tension starts to come to a head about those who have come to believe in Jesus as the Messiah and those who do not. And we see this ripping of this early reality in the church. This distinction, this separation that is tearing apart the Jewish community. As I said, it's interesting because it is imposed from the outside towards the church. In this, we set up the beginnings of what will be a great division. Jesus in the gospel today speaks of that division. Those who hear my voice and know my voice, these are those of my flock. And there are some who will not come to believe. I think at times, we in our desire, this catchword of evangelization that is being used by everyone these days, that if we just have the right technology, we get the right message, we get the right spokesperson, we get the right information to the right places at the right time, then everyone will come to believe. And we will be great evangelists. But I dare say, my brothers and sisters, that is not so. Especially if we don't mess with the gospel message. If we proclaim the gospel message in its entirety, intact, of what Jesus said, the same response that happened to Jesus will happen to the church. There will be some who will not believe, who will not desire to enter into this reality, even though it has been offered to them. And the church will be persecuted for it. The problem is our modern sensitivities. We want to be loved by everybody. We want everyone to love us. So often, our response is to dumb down the voice of the shepherd. So that all can say yes to it. Let's turn the gospel message into vanilla ice cream. No flavor, no bite, no excitement, no nothing. Just minimal of everything. In attempting to do that, and our attempt for our own pride to draw people into the church, which really then isn't the church because there is no salvation there if we preach our own gospel. We need to be humble as the church and to recognize that we've been given a gift in the gospel message. One that is to be proclaimed. And when it is proclaimed, there is great power to transform the lives of those who hear it through the forgiveness of sins and through the gift of the receiving of the Holy Spirit. If we do and we come and are who we are called to be, we will be rejected by some. But for those who come to believe, they will receive the gift of life and life in its fullness here and now and unto eternity. Amen.